Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 875 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an amazing question today from Andrew, but before we get to Andrew's question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company that helps businesses, millions of them actually, including my own, with managing our business finances, from the income that comes in to the expenses that go out, and even the invoicing. And that's really cool because you can send a professional-looking invoice in less than 30 seconds. Plus, not only that, it'll help you keep track of who owes you what and also who has yet to even open those invoices. So really cool, very handy, and a great tool to have in your corner for your business. So if you want to check them out for free for 30 days, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat. freshbooks.com/askpat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here is today's question from Andrew.
Hi, Pat. This is Andrew Vaughn. I'm trying to write an ebook, and I think it was in your Will It Fly book, but you had reached out ahead of time to some of people, I think, through forums to be involved in the book preparation, give you feedback. I can't seem to find it in the book, but I was hoping that you would expand a little bit in Ask Pat to talk about how you got those people involved, what exactly that you said to them, the strategies that got them to give you feedback. Again, you can reach me at www4me on Twitter or Medium AV34769. Thanks again. Appreciate the response.
Hey, Andrew, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. There's a great podcast episode I recorded with the community manager that I had to help bring that community together, and that is episode 198 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session198, that'll take you to that episode. And the title of that episode is Building a Book Launch Street Team. And what's really cool about building this sort of street team, which is essentially what you were asking about, how I brought a number of people in my community together. We used a Facebook group to manage that community and the communication. And we gave them access to the manuscript before it was completely finished. That way we were able to have them read through it. It was kind of a fun thing for them to do because they got early access to it beforehand. We had them go through an application process just to make them realize just how serious we were about this, and to also let them know to not share it and all those kinds of things. We kind of just vetted those people really quick, but also them getting access to it made them really happy and made them really excited, made them feel like they were an important part of the team, which they were. And in doing so, I was able to collect a lot of great feedback for the book, feedback on what was great and feedback on what potentially I needed help with or needed to redo or what didn't make sense. So a lot of that feedback, feedback was really helpful. Keeping them up to date on sort of what's happening next or what the next steps are. Again, just showing them and letting them know more about kind of where we're at and the behind the scenes. It gets them really, really interested. So that, you know, that's providing value, right? You're giving them early access to the manuscript. You're giving them a behind-the-scenes look, and you're getting them involved in the process. And by the time the book comes out, I mean, they're going to be invested in it, and they're gonna want to share it. They're going to be ones who are more likely to leave a review. I never require that, but it just kind of comes with what this thing is, which is really cool. There were other moments where we got them involved, for example, in choosing the different book covers. We offered a different number of samples and had them help decide on which one kind of made the most sense. And they gave a little bit of creative direction as well, which is really cool that my designer paid attention to. And again, it just became this amazing community to build some buzz with before the launch of the book. So I'm not going to go too much into the details of it because it's all laid out by Daniel and I in episode 198. So again, that link for you to go to listen to that episode is smartpassiveincome.com/session198. And that'll give you some good insight into how you can get your community together. So yeah, in terms of just getting people in there, Facebook, Twitter, on the blog, sending an email out. I mean, whichever way you can have access to your community is where you can find people who are going to kind of rise up and help you in that way. So there you go. So Andrew, best of luck to you in your new book. And I want to wish you all the best and also offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So my assistant Jessica will reach out to you in the next 2 to 4 weeks, and we'll send that to you free of charge because that's what we do here. So for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button, ask away, and I'll be there to answer as many questions as I can. Plus, I answer questions live on Fridays at Ask Pat Live, which you can find on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, just like my page there, and that way you'll get notifications and access to Ask Pat Live every Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, which is really fun. And then finally, just want to thank one more time FreshBooks for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial to all the Ask Pat listeners. If you go to freshbooks.com/askpat, you can get hooked up with that. Just make sure you put Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day, like always, and this one comes from Bliss Carman. Whether it be to failure or success, the first need of being is endurance, to endure with gladness if we can, the fortitude in any event. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.